Same bros, different day. Part two of the Bicentennial. Welcome back. After the brief pause of 2 seconds that you just went through.
Dose.
And for us, multiple days. Now,
Dos Equis.
peeling back the curtain as we do, Todd is potentially drunk this evening. We're a couple days closer to Thanksgiving, so he may be drinking spiked gravy.
Spiked
Vegetarian, of
DC.
course. Or spiked DC. That's always a possibility. Todd had a 5 minute delay trying to figure out a way to listen to music during the podcast.
It's not
He's
how to.
denying
I just
that,
need
but
to queue it up. And listen to the Cranberries for Thanksgiving. Cranberry
that's
sauce.
appropriate. Which album?
Everybody
Or
else is
which?
doing it, so why can't we?
Nice. I actually watched just yesterday, I watched on the tube, the YouTube, the NPR Tiny Desk concert of the Cranberries.
Oh,
Love the
yeah.
Tiny Desk concerts. I'm assuming you're a fan. Todd loves them so much he's coughing.
In general, yes, I do love them.
Yeah, I mean they're not all
I
good.
have
There's a ton of
seen that
them.
one. I don't remember. Do they play any classic hits?
They
I
play a
can't
couple
remember.
hits. They take a request, and of course, some fucking dope in the audience requests "Zombie." I'm not saying "Zombie" is not a good song, but like, go for a B-side, bro. Don't go for the most popular song of
Can
their
you
entire catalog.
play Linger? I haven't heard that one before.
I mean, you probably haven't seen it live in your own offices of NPR, but still.
I mean,
Anyway.
if you're gonna request one, there's a lot of
Sorry.
wailing on Zombie. You might as well hear the pipes.
Mean, everything Dolores O'Riordan would sing back in the day throughout her entire career was showing off the pipes for the most part. Some were a
I
little
know.
more
I'm just
subtle,
saying,
but.
like something more like Linger is a little. Oh, they did play Linger. I'm looking at the set
Yeah, they
list.
did. They did.
Oh, they got Ode to My Family. I love that
Yeah.
song.
It's one of my top two favorite songs from the Cranberries. And a lot of people are like, oh, it's so somber. I don't care. Like, it's very good. It's a very, very good to great song, in my opinion. But yeah, they play that. And it's funny because I don't know why I find this funny, but she's always like,
Hilarious.
okay, lads, just play the note for me and we can get the song going again. As she does.
Ooh,
As she
that's an
did.
iffy
R.I.P.
Irish accent there.
Well, funny you should say that, Todd. Great transition into one of our topics for tonight, part two of the Bicentennial episode. Something that we have done a lot of on this show, more than we should in most cases, and that is impressions, impersonations, accents, various Foley work certainly is a thing that we are want to do, as the kids say on this podcast. I wanted
Yeah, lots of
to
kids are saying Foley work.
no, want to do. That's what I'm saying.
No.
The kids love using that term. What are some of your favorite impressions, either of yours or of mine, over the years of the pod thus
My
far?
favorite or least favorite? I
Either
can think of
one, either one.
some key least favorite ones. I hate your Bill Cosby impression
You
so
see,
much.
the problem, Todd, with the cow's impression is that it's too accurate. You see, like a waddle doodle, you gotta get the head bob going,
Interesting that
and you
you bring
gotta
this
wear
up.
the
Hold on,
sweater.
shut up for a second.
Yes. Googles,
I was in the car
Rudy.
today with my daughter
Yes.
and one of her 11-year-old friends, and I said something in a Scottish accent, and she's like, "What accent is that?" And I was like, "It's Scottish." And I don't remember why, but it, I don't know if you, I mean, I know you're not on TikTok, but
I'm not.
one of my favorite things, or was for, I don't know, 5 minutes. Was Irish people, or not Irish, sorry, Scottish people in words that they can't say, like burglary, burglarly, burglarly. Because
Better got a lover. Yeah, I
with a
can see them
Scottish accent,
struggling.
it's harder to say burglarly. It's so fucking funny.
Why is that from a we should have our cousin on. Why is it from a phonetic standpoint? What do they do with
Because
their R's? They do something,
they
but
just flip it over. So, like, if they're saying, sorry, I can't listen to Cranberries and do a Scottish accent. It's
imagine
fucking.
that. You can't listen and do something like a fucking podcast at the same time.
Well, I can talk and do it, but when I have to,
Okay.
like, I don't know, when you, I guess when you're talking with an Irish, no, that's Irish. when you're talking with a Scottish accent, you gotta roll your R's over a bit, so
burglary. Over. It's almost like they're putting
a roll that bit over with a
larger. Yeah, they're doing a tongue thing before the R.
Gargly.
So for a word like burglary.
Hamburger. It's hard for them to say burglary. Hamburger as well.
Bring me a hamburger. This was a TikTok.
Can you bring me a hamburger? Yeah, well, they have Scottish people talking, and they give them a list of words to say, like burger and burglary. And they fucking cannot. They're like, I can't say that word.
What about, like, put a Mickey in the drink? Can they say something like that? Because you know who could was the cows, because he was pretty good at it.
Let's see, words and phrases that are hardest for Scots to pronounce.
I can pronounce everything.
There's
fuck
TikTok.
You.
Let's see.
Scottish people.
Gottle. Poem. Irish wristwatch.
Theo.
Ibuprofen. Curly Whirly.
Tylenol and a Mickey in the drink.
Curly Whirly. I don't know. That's not a anything with a Rolly at the end.
Generally,
vulnerability, blah, 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 blah.
I think you can't say these words. That's the problem. So you doing
tarantula
a Scottish accent.
Tarantula burger. Jewelry. Medium. I don't know.
Why is medium hard? There's no R in medium. Medium.
It says if you say space ghetto in an American accent, it sounds like you're saying spice girl in a Scottish one.
Space girl. Spice shit, it does.
Spice Girls.
A Spice Girl. Spice I love the Spice Girls. I put spice in the girls'
Spice
drinks.
Ghetto. Spice Ghetto. I don't get that, but...
Spice Ghetto. Spice Girl. Yeah, I don't quite spice get the L. Maybe I do. You know who does get the girl? Oh, the cows, 100% of the time.
So, yeah, that's my least favorite accent for videos. Not Scottish, but... Bill
but the cows, but the cows is from the Philly area, yeah. Which is where our family is from, and he loves it up there. Oh, waddle doodle! You know what? Also, he does is
he's like I love Temple University.
I love Temple. I love track. Of course, you can't. I love track and field, and I
well,
love
I can't do it
because
I'm listening to your fucking terrible accent.
I love putting drugs
can't help
in
but bring that
drinks.
Into my performance.
Please go ahead. I've stopped. You're not listening to Cranberries. Do a Cosby.
I'd have to work on my cause.
What was the name of the little marker that he had on picture pages? The picture of pages. That's the cause of the Scottish accent.
Yeah, what was the name of it?
I'm gonna draw a line.
Mortimer
Ichabod
marker.
Bob Barker.
Mortimer Ichabod marker.
Mortimer Ichabod marker.
Mortimer Ichabod marker.
Not to be confused with the legend Bob Barker.
You know, when I was a child, I think we've discussed this on the pod before, but it's
probably
been quite a while. I actually received picture pages in the mail.
And you still can't say it, you dumb motherfucker.
Picture pages.
Did you not read the picture pages, Todd? Because it took a lot of time to put that package together just for you as a young man. What was it? Do you remember?
Like
I don't even remember what it was.
Basically.
Oh, worksheets. Okay. Hey, Todd, do you want more homework outside of the homework you got for school? Because I can give that to you.
Well, I think you got them when you were like a toddler or like pre-K sort of thing.
You want to learn what homework is, Todd? Because that's what we could do for you. Todd, why are you drinking so much of the Diet Coke? They don't have Diet Coke in prison, although I'm out, thank God.
Is he out?
So, yeah, I think he got released because he's like 87. And they said he's not a threat
to society. One of the
Google
questions is...
Yes.
Under the picture pages entry is, you know, they have... People also ask,
I do.
Does Cosby have kids? I'm like, do you know anything about Bill Cosby? Like... Beyond the rapey part, like his whole fucking stand up was about having kids. He had a show where he had kids, which was presumably based on his life.
We have the Denise, we got the Theo, we got the Rudy, and I forgot the other one, Vanessa.
Children. His real children's names are Ennis, Ensa, Evan, Evin, or Evan. Maybe that's Evan.
Probably Evan.
Well, I can't tell. There's two people in the photo.
It's Evan.
Evan is a girl. Sorry. Okay. And then Aaron with an E and Erica. Course. So he has four daughters and one son.
I got the five kids.
Because he has Sandra, Denise, Rudy, and Vanessa.
Rudy and Vanessa.
Rudy.
And come Theo. In Theo's room.
So actually, Ennis looks quite a bit like his father.
Good for him. I mean, not now.
Not good for him.
Shit, what was I going to say? I was going to say something about the cows, but I can't remember. Anyway, let's have a pudding pop in memory of the cows. Yeah,
Ennis died.
Ooh.
He was killed.
What?
Shot in the head in a robbery attempt in 97. Damn. I sort of remember that.
I feel like I do too as you say that, but I also, my mind might be making that up. I'm not sure. So, aside from the cows, what are some of your impressions, Todd? Are there any celebrities that you do?
We did the
aside from bad Scottish accents?
It's not bad.
Scottish accents.
It's better than your fucking cows, that's for sure. No,
I disagree, Puddin' Pop. just say Rudy and Puddin' Pop and you're fine.
I don't know. What sort of impressions do you want me to do?
I don't want you to do any. I'm just asking if you have any favorites. I prefer you not do any at all. I could do the entire show as the cows, but it would hurt.
I'm more of an accent person than...
I see. Okay. Do what's that? What's that country that we're gonna blow up in? Tajikistan. Yeah, do a Tajikistan accent.
I'd have to listen to what they sound
just,
like.
Just do a general like Eastern Bloc thing. Oh, you think it's more Muslim than Russian?
Tajikistan
right?
Probably sounds like Bosnian, Serbian, that sort of thing there.
Okay, very good. You do the parkour in Tajikistan.
Tajikistan.
Are you a parkour athlete? Excellent. Obviously, many years ago, you don't have the athletic body anymore. You cannot do the parkouring, running and jumping, and bouncing off of walls and whatnot.
I found something on WikiTongues, which is on YouTube, but he's speaking Tajik.
Oh, well, that doesn't help.
But it sounds like he might have accent from Eastern Bloc.
Sure, absolutely.
Bit of Russian mixed in with other things there.
Sounds mostly Russian at this
point. That's mostly Russian,
that's
fair. I'm saying. But I did have a friend that was Bosnian that I worked with in first job. And
yes.
Jelko dude.
Wait.
His name was Jelko, but...
Very first job?
First job out of graduate school.
Out of graduate school,
I'm
West Coast.
I'm mixing in a bit of Russian, but he said Jelko dude. His name was Jelko, and he would always say, call everyone Todd dude, Jelko dude, Joe dude. Everyone was dude.
Was that part of his culture, or that's just what he did?
That's just how
that
he talked,
interacted
I think.
With
now him. He is. He would talk a lot about Bosnian and Serbia. He was part of war that took place there. But I think he was Bosnian, but his girlfriend was Serbian, which was unusual.
Oh, jeez.
But they lived in America, so
they made it work.
Disagreements of their countries had been looked over. And
they hashed it out.
Good dude. Now he is a real estate agent.
Oh,
no longer
in Bosnia and Serbia?
Architecture.
He's selling fields of
Portland.
Rubble. Oh, in the Portland area.
Jelko dude lives in Portland, yes.
Family?
Also part of, I don't think so.
Many
He's
children?
He's part of volunteer ski patrol.
Oh.
Which sounds like a fun thing to do.
At Mount Hood? Mount Washington. Local Portland slopes.
Mount Hood. Some place on Mount Hood. I think Mount Hood. Maybe Ski Bowl.
Ski Bowl, okay.
Not Mount Hood Meadows, not Timberline.
No
but
family.
I'm not sure. Oh. I mean, he has wife, as
well,
we talked about.
Of course,
my wife. I'm getting
my
into,
wife. Don't mix that into,
what's his face?
Yeah.
Borat.
Yeah, no, but he has wife but no children. Must be disappointing for a wife because you think that culture very much, you know, big on
I don't
having
think so.
Offspring.
I think they got married later and were not interested
Smart.
In having children.
Man, jealous.
So like other people.
Good for him. What's his name?
Jelko.
J-E-L-K-O?
Z-E-L-J-K-O, I think. Zelko.
Awesome. Love it. Love the pointless consonants. The pointless... No, that is right. Consonants. In a name.
Zelko Grochovic or something like that.
Oh. You're stalking him on the book of face.
Grochovac. Grochovac. I don't know how you say his last name. I don't remember.
You're looking on book of face?
Yes.
Sorry, Meta?
No, book of face.
Book of face. Fair enough.
Owned by Meta.
Of course. And of course, one other voice that we both do, Todd. That we both love doing.
What's that?
It's the movie preview guy.
That's right.
It's a tale world. Of Zelko coming to America, settling down with a wife from the other side of the wall. Can they make it work? Let's find out. 20 years later, he's now a real estate agent, living the dream in Portland, volunteering as a ski patrol. Something Todd wishes he could do, but he lives in Baltimore. There are no mountains anywhere near where he is. Maybe one day in the future. What? Nothing. You sad about that?
Yeah, I mean, yes, but...
What are you sighing about, bitch? Speak up.
Oh, I'm just sighing about the stupid what we're talking about.
Oh, okay. Well, we can move on. That was the bad impression segment. And we move on. What do you want to move on to? You see the list? This isn't a fucking lecture hall. Let's see if Todd has the Google Doc open.
Oh, for the two. Do we have? You put Beatles down here for bad impressions.
I don't know. I felt like I heard you do a Beatles once that was bad. No?
Ah, Sir I love you. Yeah, Sir Paul.
Yeah, that's terrible.
From Liverpool. That's not terrible. That's how he talks.
I don't think it is. Here. My ex-wife has one leg. What else do you know about me? That's really it. That's all
not
I know.
Sure. I've created like a lot 80 of songs.
I look like the cool, same.
Yeah, that's right. I wrote a lot of songs with John. They're quite good.
Yeah, I don't think he talks like that.
He does talk like that. Have you heard him talking? He talks quite
I cool. have.
I've added a bit of other
I was about to say.
In there. I have to listen to him a bit more to hear.
You got a bit cockney there at the end there,
didn't
you?
He's sort of a very specific way of talking.
He's lofty. He's like airy. Lilty, I guess, is the term.
He's got a lot of lifting. Lilting is talking. I don't know. I have to listen to him more. That's what I'm saying. I don't do many impressions because they take more time and effort than I'm willing to put into them. I can whip out an English accent, different kinds.
Nothing checks out more than what you just said. I don't do A, B, or C because it takes work. I'm not willing to put in any time to expand my skill set in that arena. I believe that.
I'm listening to Dolores O'Riordan sing
what is Ode that?
To My Family.
Oh.
It's in my headphones, God. But not yours.
Yeah, no one else knows what the fuck you're doing. And that didn't sound like anything that I'd heard. I don't know if that was just an odd part that I wasn't thinking about or what. But why don't you sing the whole thing, Todd? Let's see if we get this episode pulled on Spotify.
That's the other thing. It's interesting. My daughter, my younger daughter, knows all the lyrics of every song that she sings.
Okay.
Like, we hear songs on the radio. I'm like, how the fuck do you know all the words of this song? I've heard it, like, twice. She's like,
she's
I heard
probably heard it 30 times.
Or something. Yeah, but
yeah.
Also, I think we may have discussed this. I think she has, like, 60 or 100 songs that she's, you know, committed to memory.
Her catalog is
to the
small.
Tens of thousands of songs that we've heard.
Yeah.
Because I feel like when I was a kid, I knew all the words to songs, but now I have no idea what the lyrics are to any song.
We have talked about this before. We can talk about it again. We got time. It's a four-hour show. Or at least three. It is a weird thing because there are still songs like No Control. If you put on Bad Religion's No Control or No Effects, White Trash, Two Heaps and a Bean, or even Punk and Drublic, a lot of those songs, which I haven't heard Punk and Drublic songs in years, for most of those songs, I'll be able to jump right in and sing along with them. So a lot of it is just that repetition. Like if you've heard it 50, 60, 100 plus times, and I've heard No Control probably 200 plus times, the entire album,
Yeah, but I don't know any of the lyrics to this. I mean, I know the tune. I always know the melody, but I don't know the words. I mean, I know most of the words to those songs, but...
Well, and Bad Religion is a tough one, too, because a lot of those lyrics, those words are... I mean, Greg Raffin is a prolific lyricist who likes to put in a bunch of $3 words because he's a professor of anthropology, I think.
I don't think he's a professor, is he? He just got his like grad degree.
Yeah, but so that makes it a little tougher. So yeah, sometimes I'm like, I'm like just kind of singing along, but I still know the gist of what I sing. I just might not know the meaning of the lyrics. But Blink 182, Dude Ranch, like the poppier punky songs are.
I don't know any of the words to those songs. Or
easier to commit to memory.
I know the chorus, but I don't know the.
Right,
verses.
But yes, I agree. Your daughter's heard 100 songs in her life, you know, in their entirety multiple times. We've heard thousands, if not 10,000 plus songs in our life in their entirety. And not to mention we've lived 4+ decades, so we have a bunch of other stuff crowding our heads as well. So I'm sure that's part of it, but... I don't know. I mean, how is she taking these songs in? Is she, like you said her friends have, or like they play it at school. Like what is that? What do you mean they play songs at school, like in class?
No, I think in like aftercare, and she heard a bunch of them at camp, but like she knows all the words, like song, like when she's singing the words, I'll be like, oh, that's what they're saying. Like, not that I didn't.
She's teaching you.
Well, I don't really pay attention to what they're saying that much. Or I mean, I hear the words, but it's not like not going into my brain. You know, I'm not like,
right.
Oh, what is Taylor Swift thinking about when she's saying this? I'm just like,
I've never cared about that. Yeah. Blah, blah. I'm butthurt. My heart's broken. We get it, Taylor. You broke the internet. You fucked Ticketmaster. We understand. No one cares. What are you shaking your head?
I did not mean to get a Taylor Swift rant out of you.
Well, you got one, baby. So that is interesting. I don't know why you were talking about that, though. So what do you want to talk about? You somehow avoided the question. We did bad impressions. We got a few games on tap. So for those little tease for those of you that are still listening.
What is Q&A?
You want to do that? Okay, sure. Stand up. So I was looking for... Sorry, let me get on mic. I was looking for my... There's a red notebook that has old stand-up of mine, and I cannot find it in my house. I'm very upset. It's somewhere, probably in the basement, but...
Your wife threw it away. She's like, this is horse shit.
No, it is, but no, that's not the problem. But in my quest, I found this book called Q&A.
Q&A. Questions and answers.
Yeah.
That's what Q&A stands for.
It's a daily journal from, I guess it isn't from a year, which is great. And it just has questions. It's 365 questions and answers. So let's go to November. What's today? 22nd?
Wait. It has questions and you write in answers or?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So it's 365 probing questions for you.
Correct.
To fill out.
All right, we're not doing the 22nd. That question's really stupid.
Well, just tell us what the question was, just so we have a baseline of stupid question.
What are you trying to do? So these are like life questions.
This is worth doing this segment.
Well, that's what we're finding out. Sometimes you throw things in the ocean and they sink, you know? Here you go. Okay. So this is Q&A. I'll read these aside because I have the book. November 25th. How much water did you drink today?
How much water did I drink today? Are we counting water that lives inside Diet Coke?
Nope. We're talking zero. Pure water.
Zero water.
0 ounces. Great.
How much water did you drink today?
Well, my little jug is 32 ounces, and I took a full one, actually went into the office today, so I'm pretty sure I cashed it. Yeah, I finished it after I came back from my run this evening, so 32 ounces, which is not enough, but
But you had other beverages, right?
I had other beverages. I went to Subway for lunch, got a large soda.
It has DDP. Water in it.
It has a lot of water. DDP has a ton of water in it. all right. We'll just do a couple of these. What three words describe your family? We'll keep this as your tight-knit family, not your...
Right now, asleep.
Okay. All of them besides you?
What's that?
All of them besides you are asleep?
I'm not sure. My wife is probably either on TikTok or asleep.
Okay.
Same difference. Some other social media.
Yes.
I don't know. Three words that describe my family. Loving and lovable. I don't know.
They're not going to listen to this. Don't give me that bullshit. Also, loving and lovable are basically the same words. So
no, I love them creative. And they love me. I mean, you're I'm not going to include my wife in this description. My children.
Right.
All right, that's a stupid question. Something just popped into my brain and now it's gone.
Okay. Hang on, I had one more.
Dolores was singing. Go ahead.
I had one more from old Q&A, and then we'll end this segment as quickly as we began it. And you can't say me, okay? Who inspires you?
Definitely not you. I was thinking, I've thought about this before. You know, a lot of people are like, my father, blah, blah, blah. I think we've talked about right. this too. I don't know. I don't have, like, who inspires me.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I have a... I mean, a lot of people inspire me in different ways, I guess.
Such as?
Well, like designers jazz musicians? And architects. Yeah, jazz musicians. Like, I'm like, oh, this is really cool. Like, the shirt I'm wearing, Out to Lunch, seminal album by multi-readist Eric Dolphy, who died at age 36 from diabetes. Mm. I think we might have talked about this before. They thought he was a heroin addict, but he had low blood sugar and was kind of like acting goofy. And they're like, he's fucking high. Yeah, and he died from low blood sugar, basically.
Was this recently?
I mean, it was in 1963 or something, so no.
So no. Okay, I didn't know. I didn't know if it was like an irresponsible friend group who in 2014 let a man die.
I mean, it was a time when many jazz musicians. What a fucked
the jazz,
up.
Jazz, we love the jazz.
They had the burglary of their souls.
The burglary.
It was not out of character for a jazz musician to be high on heroin. So
that's fair.
But he was misdiagnosed with his ailment, basically.
That's terrible.
But I really like his music. He was sort of a little before free jazz, but had brought in some of those elements. I mean, not completely before, but he also plays some bass saxophone, which I think sounds really fucking cool.
I do like bass saxophone.
Or barry sax. Not bass, I guess. Baritone.
Yeah, it's saxophone. Baritone sax.
I mean, there is a bass that's just super fucking gigantic. It's like 7 feet tall, I think.
It's like a didgeridoo. Or a recoil.
Yeah, I just like his music. It's accessible, but also a little outside.
Hang on. But in what way does that inspire you? Or is it one of these deals where it inspires you to do things and then you never actually do them?
It inspires me in that he, like, there was the style of the time was hard bop and he was, like, working in that but then going outside of it and pushing it more.
Pushing the boundaries.
Yeah, he was ahead of his time.
Okay, that still doesn't answer my question.
How does that directly inspire you? Thinking outside of the box and doing things that are a little different than what everybody else is doing.
And in what way are you also doing things outside of the box?
Inspiring doesn't mean you have to do the same thing. It's just inspiring to me.
So you aspire to do those things. I can be inspired
by
a
runner and not want to run. I can be inspired by a musician and not play the saxophone.
I understand that. But you should take the tenets that you were learning from this person and apply them to your life.
That's you placing how you take your inspiration. I don't have to do that. I can be inspired
Do I need to look up the definition of inspire?
Sure, go for it.
Okay.
It doesn't involve acting on it.
Do-do-do-do, inspire. God, I can't read that on the other screen.
Inspiration, whoa, the process of being mentally stimulated to do or feel something. Feel. Especially fill, to do something creative. So you don't.
Yes, fill with the urge or ability to do or feel something, especially do something creative. Breathe in, inhale. I didn't realize you could use inspire that way. Yeah, that's the second definition. They can expand their lungs and inspire enough gas to satisfy oxygen requirements.
I definitely have gas. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah. His passion for romantic literature inspired him to begin writing.
Sure. But it doesn't have to take action.
I just don't understand what the inspiration is, then. You just feel good listening to or thinking about this person?
You feel inspiration. You feel inspired. Whether you act upon it is a separate component to that.
Okay. So you get inspiration from jazz musicians and you never act upon it. Gotcha.
No, not just them. Designers,
artists. No, I know. I was using that as one example. Okay. But see, those I could see an application because you could use that in your job, theoretically.
Yeah, I do.
I think when you talk about people that inspire you, I think for kids, it's oftentimes like they're heroes.
This is what I want to do when I grow up.
Right, which are like sports figures.
I can do a Mickey Mouse. Oh, boy, I love Goofy. Or as this guy in my class used to say, haha, sometimes I feel goofy. Which was a nice double entendre, he thought. Mm. Shout out to Temmering, and actually Saban would say that too. Not surprising.
Not to get ahead of myself, but one of the jokes one of the jokes that I actually did on stage once, the tagline was, or the punchline was, M-I-C-K-E-Y, let me touch your pee-pee.
Wow.
I won't do the bill.
This is why you don't do stand-up anymore.
But that was in the Red Notebook. That entire joke is in the Red Notebook, where it talks about how
it's a good thing it got
Mickey Mouse is actually a pedophile, and
hello, like, boys
walks
and
around
girls
with the gloves. We've all seen the South Park episode. Mickey Mouse is a dirty, dirty boy.
We have not all seen.
You've not seen the South Park episode? No, it's classic.
I've not seen many South Park episodes.
You need to watch Comedy Central. Have your TV on Comedy Central 24 hours a day. Like
I don't have linear television.
I know you don't have linear television. I'm just saying. That's how I have come to see almost every episode of South Park at this point in time. Because every night from 10 p.m. Mountain until 5 a.m. Mountain, South Park is on. And on Wednesdays, which is tomorrow, it's on all day long. That's all they show is South Park. So you find yourself watching a lot of those episodes when that happens. So no one else inspires you?
I don't know.
Why do you think it is that so many people, and you're right, a lot of people do say my mother, my father, depending on the gender of the person we're talking about, typically the same gender. Why do you think it is that most people say that their parent or parents inspire them? Maybe because they overcame a hardship in order
possibly
to properly raise the person?
Yeah, I don't feel like our parents overcame much hardship. Or we did, honestly. We've had pretty
not during
lives
our life. Yeah, no. We were upper middle class for the entirety of our lives. Of course, now, you know, elite class is where we both sit. Just because of the popularity of this podcast, if nothing else.
Would not place myself there, but sure.
No, just in the podcasting world.
Oh, yeah. Top.
We now
top
know what it's
draw
like. Yeah, to sit atop Mount Olympus of podcasting and, you know, reap the benefits, if you will. Monetary, not quite yet, but everything else. The hoes, the boats, the cash. You get it.
oh, my God. Sometimes I wonder why I do this with you.
Every day. Every single week, I should say.
Inspired by people who don't do podcasts with their siblings.
There are not many, let me tell you. There's very, very few. Okay, so that was Q&A.
I mean, who are you inspired by?
Well, that's the thing. Like, if I think back to when I was a kid, again, my hero, and this is what I was starting to say, and someone who I was inspired by, as you know, was Magic Johnson.
Sure.
Bobby Hurley at the same time, because Bobby Hurley and I kind of, you know, looked similar, small white guy. I wanted to play professional basketball like a lot of kids. I wanted to be a pro athlete at a certain point. Obviously, at some point that ends, but...
age five.
Yeah, 15, 16. But no, I mean...
Slow in the uptake.
But now if I think about people that inspire me, at this age at least, I would think it's just people that are successful in things that I want to be successful in. So like
gamblers.
Gamblers, sure. Poker players. successful poker players.
That's so sad.
Successful stock traders and investment individuals. I don't understand
you at all. Like, I do not give a shit about either one of those groups of people. Fucking gamblers or stock traders. They're both...
Of course you don't.
Charlatans.
And I don't give a shit about any of the free jazz bullshit that you listen to all the time.
I know. I just don't understand. Like, there's... The biggest, like, douchebags in the world are your heroes.
I didn't say they're my hero. Like, see, but here you go. This is the subtle
inspired
difference.
By.
Magic Johnson was my hero because at that age, he was someone that I literally wanted to be.
Sure.
I want to have the success of the gamblers and the investment guys, but focus on the poker players primarily. Yes, a lot of them are douchebags. They're they don't have any sort of personality to speak of. Most of them, not all of them. And so, yeah, I don't want to be that, but I'd like to be at the point where I could literally play poker for a living. That'd be fucking amazing. That'd be so awesome.
All right. That's fair.
And there are people, I'll throw a name out. There's a guy named Bill Klein. He's an older gentleman who was very successful in the business world. He's a billionaire, and he now spends a lot of his time playing poker. And he plays in all the high roller tournaments. If he wins the tournament, he donates every penny of his winnings to charity. If he loses the tournament, let's say it was a $100,000 buy-in, if he doesn't cash, he will donate $100,000 to charity. They call him like the Robin Hood of poker, because he's literally taking from the rich and giving to the poor, because he's independently wealthy. He doesn't need to do that, but... He's an older guy. He's essentially retired, but he just plays poker all the time at the highest stakes. And, like, that's awesome. That's I would love to do that. Hopefully I'm not as old as he is before I'm able to do that. But if I could do that for a living at some point, that would be amazing. That'd be great. I'd love that so much.
Okay. But first you have to gain independent wealth in this
scenario? Of course. I have to become a billionaire first. Or at least a multimillionaire.
So, this is a question that an Instagram friend, I mean, a friend in real life, I guess. We're not like super tight or anything, posted. But is it possible to be a moral billionaire? I would say no. It's too much money. No one should be a billionaire.
Well, I'm certain you have no idea. You had no idea who Bill Klein was until I just described it. Just knowing only what I just described.
He gave away $100,000. Who gives a shit?
No, but I'm saying he plays these high roll. He won or he got second place in the one drop. Which is
How did he get $1 billion?
He owned an insurance company.
Okay. So, not the most moral business.
Do you take advantage of insurance every day of your life? Yes.
I take advantage of it, or do I? Am I? Do you utilize it?
Do you utilize insurance?
I do.
Do you pay less for the supplies you need to survive because of insurance? The answer is yes.
But I would say we just because of circumstance. Taking more advantage of insurance. I mean, insurance, for the most part, is a fucking scam.
I don't disagree.
And it's such a ripoff. God, I hate insurance. I mean, I have great insurance.
We pay a fraction of what we otherwise would. Now, you can make the argument that all those supplies are
priced. It shouldn't be
that
expensive, yeah.
And I agree with that, too. But taking that out of the equation, insurance saves us thousands of dollars every year.
Sure. I mean, you did hear about Eli Lilly, like someone impersonated them on Twitter and their stock price, like they lost billions of dollars. Someone
I did someone not hear
bought
about
a blue check mark and was like, insulin's $30 a bottle now. We changed our minds. And they tweeted like, this isn't real, blah, blah, blah. And they just like their stock tanked because somebody was basically just fucking with them because Elon Musk is a moron.
Because Twitter.
I mean, honestly, that Elon Musk allowing people to impersonate companies unintentionally was like one of the greatest days or couple of days. Several brands were basically like tanked because people were impersonating.
That was top of the news cycle for sure for a while there because of his just him taking over Twitter. But getting back to your question, clearly we're not going to see eye to eye. I think you can be a moral billionaire. I don't disagree that you don't need that much money. No person needs that much money. But you can be a decent human being and just be wildly successful.
But why don't you give away that money then? Why do you need a billion? Why do you need to be a billionaire?
Have you not heard about the 99% promise or whatever it's called that Bill Gates and Zuckerberg and all those people?
They don't give away shit.
They're going to give away 99% of their net worth.
They're just like, they're just using it for tax purposes. They're not giving away much.
No, they're giving away billions of dollars, tens of billions of dollars currently? To charity. Yes, Bill Gates is currently. You know, Bill Gates is only the CEO of the Bill Gates Foundation. And Bill Gates' wealth?
Yeah.
I assume that it has. He's, they did a profile of him, I think, on 60 Minutes where, like, he's.
60 Minutes talk.
Here we go. My favorite show. Where I think he's trying to solve, like, the malaria crisis, which is. Most people think is dead, but certainly isn't. By he's big on fresh water. He's big on getting fresh water to, you know, third world countries and places that are not able to get clean and fresh water. And he's spending billions on both making that happen and also inputting it into research to figure out ways to make it sustainable. I think one of the methods is. Condensation that, you know, collects into, I don't know, whatever, some sort of reservoir that people in small villages out in the middle of nowhere that otherwise have no way to get real clean, fresh water can actually get clean, fresh water from the atmosphere and utilize it for drinking and other purposes and those sorts of things. But but again.
So he has pledged... Yeah. He and his ex-wife
the 99%
pledged
pledge. Yeah.
$15 billion to their own foundation, though. Like,
okay.
It's a philanthropic thing, but it's not like giving it away. It's not the same to me as like giving it to something else. Like, it still has his name on it. You know what I mean? Like, what? I don't know. It just,
who cares?
And he's still worth $104.5 billion right now.
That much more that he's going to give away when he dies.
I don't know.
Have you given away $15 billion?
I don't have $15 billion. I never will.
Exactly.
I never will.
Okay.
If I got close to $1 billion, I would be giving away more money.
That's because the people that inspire you aren't causing you to act in order to acquire this $1 billion that you give away. That's the difference. But my point is, and again, I'm not saying Bill Gates, or I'm certainly not saying Mark Zuckerberg or Jeff Bezos or Elon Musk. I'm not saying any of those people are moral billionaires, but I'm saying that you can have $1 billion. You can have acquired $1 billion through non-nefarious means. And if you are doing the right thing with those $1 billion or billions of dollars and giving away a large portion of it, I don't see how that's a bad thing. I don't see how that's not you helping society. Yes, I've acquired an enormous amount of assets, but I'm giving it back to people who were not able to or never had the means to acquire those assets.
If you've gotten to a billionaire level, you have not done enough on the way there because you made it to a billion. Like you can't spend.
Who are you to judge if someone's done
20 years becoming a billionaire? First of all, you don't need that much wealth. No one needs that much wealth.
I said that. I agree. You can't.
So
I mean, you could, but it's very
difficult. Why do you, now that I'm at a billionaire, I'm going to give away a shit ton of money? Why didn't you give it away earlier? Like, why?
Who says they weren't? Who says all the way up they were trying to give it away? You can't give it all away.
I'm sure
because you might lose everything.
I'm sure they're trying very hard to give it away. They just happen to keep making money by accident.
All right. Todd's speaking about things he doesn't know about. And I don't know about either. But you can't definitively say they're just hoarding all their money in order to get to that status.
I Googled, can you be a moral billionaire? There's a couple articles saying no. But in the people also ask question.
Oh, Jesus.
What qualifies
you? The Google
you?
Additional question section is possibly as entertaining as the next door.
So the first one is, can you be a millionaire ethically? I mean, I would argue yes, because I think it's a lot easier to be a millionaire technically.
Sure.
Like, it's not even that hard, I don't think.
It really
especially
isn't.
if you weigh in like home values, like
yeah,
a lot of people.
You may be listening to two
threshold.
People that are millionaires at that point. Yeah, right now. Anyway, yeah.
Second question: what qualifies you as a billionaire?
You've got to be shitting me. That's a question.
That is a question. The answer: a billionaire is a person with a net worth of $1 billion. No
wow.
Shit.
I mean, Google Answers has
and
all the answers.
Lists a billion or a number with followed by 9 zeros.
I mean, that's fair. If you don't know what fucking a billion moron. Is, then I guess you wouldn't know what it takes to become a billionaire. Nonetheless.
Another question is, how can I be a billionaire mindset? I don't really know what that means.
How can I
be a
billionaire?
I guess they're saying, it's not written this way, but I'm guessing they're thinking like, how can I be a billionaire in air quotes? Or
No, that still doesn't make sense.
It still doesn't quite make sense. But then some of the answers are the habits of the millionaire mindset are focus on your goals, get comfortable with always learning, put yourself out there. None of these make you money. I don't know what the fuck this is.
Put
be
yourself
patient.
Out there.
Accept mistakes as they come. Don't forget about sleep. You know, a lot of people are close to being millionaires / billionaires, but they forget about sleep and it just fucks
they
them up.
Just fucking stay up all night. That's their problem.
Keep growth in mind and stop making excuses for yourself. Man, what a bullshit list of things to do that have absolutely nothing to becoming a millionaire / billionaire.
Put yourself out there.
Here's
that
how
could
you
be
become
a
billionaire.
Like,
inherit a lot of money. And
that typically helps.
And let that money do its work for you and you'll
yeah,
become a billionaire.
Let the money make money for you. Put yourself out there. Like, that could be a list for, like, socially people with social anxiety. Put yourself out there. Get a lot of sleep. Have self-confidence.
Yeah. How can I meet how can I get a girlfriend? Focus on your goals. Get comfortable with always learning. Put yourself
sleep.
Out there. Be patient. Accept mistakes as they come. It's the stupidest fucking list.
Download multiple dating apps. Okay. This is interesting. That's how you become a billionaire, too?
Keep growth in mind. Don't forget about
Ooh.
Sleep.
Definitely got to keep growth in mind. Ladies, hello.
Stop making excuses for yourself.
Keep the growth in mind, ladies. You know what I'm saying.
God, it's extra creepy when you deal with that statement.
Take a sip. Here you go. It's tasty. It's a cocktail. Double entendre.
Listeners,
Google
if you
answers.
Don't know what qualifies someone to be a billionaire, please
stop listening.
Do some basic life self-examination. Maybe
also
go over that
list.
Also
put yourself out there.
Yeah, stop
and then you can become
for yourself.
You can become a billionaire, and then you'll know what a billionaire is because you're part of the exclusive
club. Just follow these things, and you won't have to know what it is, but you'll be there.
Oh, man. That is pretty funny. Okay. Let us – we have two games still to come here on the back half of part two. I did want to, even though I couldn't find my red spiral notebook, I did find an old legal pad that had some jokes.
While you're getting that, I have a couple of
yes.
life updates. You know, we're installing hardwood floors.
Yes, I do.
And they
it's supposed to be done today.
Well, no, it's supposed to be done tomorrow. The guy Close said, enough. We're not going to be done. Can we finish on Thursday? My wife's like, that's Thanksgiving. He's like, yeah, I just want to get it done.
She doesn't care.
I guess so. Like, what are we gonna do?
Wait, he said that today? How does he know they can't? Why can't they just work like an extra couple hours tomorrow?
I don't know.
You don't know.
I mean, I'd rather
I don't expect
them
you to know the answer.
Take an extra day and like not half-ass
yeah,
the
of
last
course.
30% or whatever.
No, I don't mean half-ass, but like let's say it's they're working 7-8 hours a
yeah,
day.
I don't know.
they could put in an 11-hour day and finish it as opposed to coming back again Thursday.
Oh, they also broke the cooktop on our stove, taking it out. And so the company said they would pay to have it fixed or replaced. They're like, we don't have people to do that, but, you know, send us the bill and we'll do it. I looked up the part. It is no longer available. So
upgrade, motherfucker.
I think we're gonna get a new stove top or new stove slash range.
So is it, what kind of is it one of those like flat ones that,
yeah, it's like
what kind of, just glass,
like,
or whatever?
They said they're technically ceramic, but yeah, they look like glass. I've actually replaced it once before because my daughter dropped a water bottle on it. We might have talked about it on this podcast.
You did talk about that on this very podcast.
So I went back to the site from which I purchased it, and they're like, no, they don't make this anymore. And so I looked up the part number all over Google, and they're like, yeah, they don't make this anymore. You can contact the manufacturer. You might be able to find one.
Nope. Like, that's a bitch.
I kind of doubt it.
That sucks. That does suck. Actually, now that you say that and I'm thinking about it, that does suck. Because
the day before Thanksgiving. Yeah. I mean, we can still use the oven, so we're going to make do.
Okay. I'd be fucking lost without my stovetop now that you're saying that. If I
can
only use the oven,
can't really for a bunch of stuff. A lot of stuff. Yeah. So I mean, I think we're gonna. My wife called the company, and like I said, they said they would replace the. But since they can't, I think we're gonna ask them to pay, basically on the higher end of what that would be. And then just get a new stove, so
just
we pay
get a
sort
new
of
whole
half
thing.
Of it.
Yeah.
Because they said they're going to split the cost between the company and the installers, and I don't want to make the guy like have to pay a shit ton of money out of pocket.
Yeah.
Even though he did break it, but
how did they just like lay a drill bit on the?
No, they're pulling it out. Skills it had on. Like it had sort of the ceramic or glass set over the countertop. And our floor wasn't level, so you have to be careful taking it out. And they weren't careful taking it out. They didn't ask me. Really? I didn't tell them that. So, I mean, I don't really feel responsible, but.
Feels like you should.
I mean, I've taken it out and put it in a few times. Not on the new countertops that we have, but it's happened before, so.
I'll let that look.
Just stop. Jesus Christ. So, yeah, that's fun right before Thanksgiving to
sure
your cooktop.
Love these life updates. They're always tragedy. Not like real tragedy, thankfully. But
yeah, he was like, hey, I need to show you something, and I broke your cooktop. And I was like, what? He's kind of said it real, like, low-key. He's like, oh, yeah.
Wait. Wait, he said, hey, I need to show you something, and I broke your cooktop?
Well, he's like, I have to ask you a question. Yeah, I broke your cooktop. I was like, what?
That's a statement.
I was like,
not
okay.
A question.
I mean,
yeah.
He owned up to it. He wasn't, like, trying to hide it
of
or
course.
Anything. I mean, I would have noticed.
Yeah.
Gigantic crack out of the side of it.
They've been the only people on the floor all day. Yeah. I'm sure they're responsible for it.
Oh, my God. It's so messy. Dust everywhere. And because our house is the post and beam, the like tongue and groove beams that run across just dumped like dust and shit all over the downstairs. Mm. They had to jackhammer out tile basically that was in our kitchen, and just vibrating the floor just unleashed a whole flurry of shit.
So what was it like working from home today with the jackhammer? Just
well, it was loud as fuck. So my wife. Her office got the brunt of the dumping of dust. My office and my daughter's room are on the other end of the house. That makes it sound bigger than it is, but separate
the east
from the
wing.
Area they were jackhammering. It would be the west wing of the house, actually.
Oh, sorry.
No, actually,
the
I think it is the east.
Is.
I think it is the east wing.
I think it is, too. Because that's the side where the jackals cry at night.
No, that's the west side.
Where's the sunrise, you fucking idiot? Just think about it. I know you got a bunch of trees right
now. The front of our house faces north, so it'd be the west side.
Okay, no, it is the west side.
But I thought the sun came up on this side. Yeah, whatever, it doesn't matter. Like, apparently it doesn't.
Oh, my God. I know in the mountains like I do, but how do you not know which way your house faces?
I mean, I know my house faces north, but for a second I thought the sun came up on what is the west side, but I guess it's just light coming in because Our house has a lot of windows.
It does.
What were we talking
about?
No, you
have a cough button, Doug. You're not using your cough button at all times. You were talking about how difficult it was for your wife to work during the day and not as difficult for you.
Yeah, so she sat in my office and I sat in my daughter's room. So it was still noisy, but doable.
I see. Gotcha. Okay.
That's it.
So is that, that's it?
So, I mean,
did you hang on? Did you cover anything up?
No, like they didn't tell us it was going to be fucking dusty. They're like, oh, we'll move furniture for you. I was like, all right, cool. But
that meant where they're putting in the floors, not the whole place.
Well, yeah, I wasn't expecting the downstairs dust storm, but all the shit upstairs is super fucking dusty too. Like, I didn't know they were going
to
be making quite the mess. In fairness, our father's like, oh, yeah, it's going to be super dusty. I'm like, whatever, you don't know what you're talking about. And he was right. Motherfucker.
It happens from time to time where you don't listen.
Generally, I'm like, sure, whatever.
The dust was raining down upon you for an entire day. So what did they get done today? Just demolition and tomorrow is the...
Demoed, so they took out all the carpet.
Yeah.
And they had to do some like self-leveling concrete for low spots in the floor, and they tore it out. They spent most of the time tearing out the tile. I think there was tile and then like linoleum underneath that, and they had to like get a grinder to like grind all that shit down.
Oh man, just to add the dust to it. That sucks.
My wife's you know like, what they there's probably done. Asbestos in that. I was like, maybe, I don't know.
We're safe. We're downstairs.
She's like, I'm breathing this in. I was like, I don't know what to tell you. It's done now. There's
you know what they could have, should have done, and maybe they did, is put like a plastic sheet up at, like if you walk into your front door and go up the 5 or 6 steps, put a plastic sheet right there to contain it to the upstairs at least so it doesn't drift down into the downstairs.
Yes, they should have done that, but they did not do that.
Okay.
I'm guessing they didn't think.
For the next time.
My wife was like, is it always this messy? And he's like, yeah. I was like, why the fuck didn't they give us a heads up on this? Not just the guys installing it, but like the people that sold it to us.
Yeah.
Like they didn't mention it was going to be
the dustiest thing you've ever experienced.
Yeah.
Topeka, Kansas in 1936.
Yeah. Flat as a pancake.
Dust Bowl.
Oh,
baby.
Dust Bowl. Yeah, that too.
Thanks.
So, I don't know. We'll see.
So no other life updates?
That's the biggin.
Okay. I mean, that is a biggin.
I'm assuming dining with just your immediate family for Thanksgiving?
Correct. I actually went out today and purchased
2 days.
Purchased some of the supplies. Jamie was very concerned they would all be sold out if I waited until tomorrow. So I went today and
what supplies did we get? Twiki?
I got, no, we're not having turkey this year. We thought we'd go a little left field. No, we've done that in the past.
Come on.
No, you want to keep guessing?
Chicken nuggets?
I don't want you to keep guessing. No, shut up. Sausage. So we got one of those, close. We got one of those like, it's like a pork log. It's like bacon wrapped pork. Yeah, pork roll.
Pork.
Because there were plenty of those, because nobody's buying that right now.
Sure.
So I got a pork roll. I got corn. I got green beans, fresh green beans. And I got bacon serve rolls. Is that what they're called?
Brown and serve.
Brown and serve. Thank you. Brown and serve rolls. We already have...
Is there a HelloFresh component to this Thanksgiving?
There is not a HelloFresh component. No. No, there is not.
What's the one you have, the discount version?
Every plate. There is not an every plate component. Although we did have an every plate meal tonight. Linguine carbonara.
Let me ask you about the youngest Hoffman. She's eating solid foods these days, right?
She's trying her best to, yes.
Are you going to give her some taters, mashed taters, or...
She has eaten mashed potatoes before.
What are we eating? Is it pureed food, or are we on to, like, more crunchy bits?
No, we're beyond that. Like, last night, for example, was probably her best night. She had Jamie made some scrambled eggs and some cooked a sweet potato and cut it up. So she'll eat eggs, you know, little, she's using her hands to pick them up.
She hasn't been corrupted by her father.
Who hates eggs? No.
Yes, who won't eat eggs, even though they're fucking delicious.
We always have eggs in the house. So she eats eggs, sweet potatoes. Tonight she had the same, but then we added in broccoli. She'll eat them like Kevin Malone from The Office. Like, she'll eat the wrong side. This is a new food for me. You know, and spit it out. But she's not eating massive amounts of these.
You're not letting her carry around a vat of chili, are you?
No.
God, I love that episode.
Gotta let the onions dance with it. Anyway, but yeah, and then every morning for breakfast, she has, I mean, aside from milk when she first gets up, she has like an oatmeal. So that's technically a puree, essentially.
Are you an oatmeal eater as well?
No.
Do you share oatmeal?
No. I don't eat oatmeal.
Do you eat breakfast?
I eat breakfast every day.
You don't eat oatmeal? Carnation Correct. Instant breakfast? What are you having?
No. Again, Fruit? Would you like to keep guessing?
Smoothie? I would like to keep guessing.
For fuck's sake. Okay.
Waffles? Eggos?
This will be a five-hour podcast. On the weekends, I will sometimes have waffles. Yes, it's true. During the week, I do not have waffles.
You must eat cereal.
I do eat cereal most days. On Thursdays and Saturdays, this will surprise no one that I'm this regimented.
Jesus Christ.
On Thursdays and Saturdays, I have Pop-Tarts. Either cherry or blueberry frosted.
Ugh. The fuck is wrong with you?
Nothing. Have you had a Pop-Tart recently? They're fucking delicious.
Yeah, but why that flavor? Why wouldn't you get just like the cinnamon or the...
No.
Yeah, the cinnamon sugar ones. Those are the good ones.
Bro, I'm going to send you a box of cherry frosted Pop-Tarts. If you eat them and can honestly come on this very podcast and say, I don't like them, then I will then set up for you a session with a hypnotherapist.
All right, hold on a second. Do you heat them up or do you eat them cold?
Of course I heat them up. What am I, a savage? Yes, I heat them up.
I don't find a big...
I mean, I would eat them cold, but once you heat them up, once you give them a good 2 minutes in the old toaster oven, you never go back to eating them room temp.
Sure, that's not true.
I'm sure it is true. Any other questions about my breakfast choices? No, Todd has no questions about breakfast. Okay, good. I don't know how we got up, probably because you were talking about your floor for 30 minutes. But I did want to read to you from this notepad.
Is this from the notebook? Is this... Is this a love story notebook or is this your comedy notebook?
No. This is what it actually is many, many pages, a little Foley work there, of show topics from...
For this show?
No.
We should do some of those.
From my radio show.
Oh, your radio show.
Yeah. I used to have a topic of the week and a question of the week, as you
recall. Are these early 2000s topical?
Yeah, a lot of them are.
What's the deal with the Zune?
Right. No.
Is it better than an iPod? I can't even say it right. I don't even make iPods anymore.
You're an idiot. Here we go. November 11th, 2004.
Contributed that bill, though, for Mr. Bill Gates. Sorry, go ahead.
November 11th, 2004. I have, for Sports Corner, the Boston Red Sox World Series victory, the election recap.
Nice.
When I die, I want my death to be shrouded in mystery.
Fair.
So non-sequitur thoughts there. Oh, my God. Question of the week. I did not make this up, and I did not read this until just now. Who was your hero or your idol?
Oh.
Has it changed?
Do you have an answer?
No.
Michael Jackson?
No, these are just topics. These are just things that I bring up. The Ashley Simpson event, I assume maybe that was when she lip-synced on SNL. I don't know.
Ashley Simpson?
Yeah. Another one that stayed with me for 2 decades now, favorite Halloween candy.
Hmm.
High-def TV appreciation.
Our podcast is basically just an extension of your stupid radio show.
Hello, I said that on earlier in this very 200th episode. I said the original idea was to just take my radio show and keep it going.
I feel like I have no agency in my own life anymore.
Indeed. Howard Stern to Sirius Radio. That happened a long time ago.
Jesus.
I was talking about it, baby.
It's funny to think about Howard Stern pre-Sirius, to be honest with you.
Right.
I mean, I know he was on the radio for quite a while before that. He's been on fucking Sirius for so long now. Same age as YouTube. I believe YouTube started in 2004.
Right. Best email provider, Outlook, Hotmail, Gmail, Yahoo, etc. That was question of the week.
Jesus Christ. What a stupid topic that is.
And then I had my annual, this was the next week on November 18th, 2004. I had my annual top 10 people that I think should die. That was always a classic.
That episode. Who was that last week? Do you remember?
That semester, number one was Janine Garofalo.
Ooh, interesting.
Oprah was pushed back to 2. Katie Couric, 3. Kid Rock, 4.
Scott hates female journalists and redneck rockers.
Anna Nicole Smith made the list. Kid Rock, I said.
Luckily for you, she died shortly thereafter.
I know. Who would have known?
Before that? Wait, when did she die? I thought she died in like 97.
No, she died in like 06, I think. She wasn't dead. I would have put her on a list of people I think should die.
She had that reality show.
Yes, she did. That's correct.
She died in 2007.
There you go. Axl Rose.
5'11". I didn't realize she was quite that tall.
Very tall. Very, very tall. Anyway. That's not the point of me bringing out this thing. The point is that on the front page of this, before it became a list of show topics, I have some comedy.
Oh, God.
So here we go. You ready to be offended?
I'm ready to do something else.
Okay. It says, as a lead-in, as long as we're talking about midgets, I think they should have their own basketball league, the American Midget of Basketball Association. They could raise the goal up to 12 feet instead of 10. The ball is the size of a tennis ball because of their small hands and whatnot. And they could play on, and then I didn't finish the thought. And I think this all came up because I'd heard someone do a joke about that they had a little person pharmacist.
Uh-huh.
And how they were at equal height as opposed to all pharmacists being like standing above you because they're always on that higher level. And so I turned that into this whole thing about a basketball association for little people. That was it. Mm. I never performed that on stage.
Thank God.
Shocking to no one.
You kind of just did, but.
No, on a stage in front of a large audience that was giving me immediate feedback.
Well, this audience member did not care for that bit.
Again, 2004, maybe earlier. I don't know. Golf joke, poker bet. I don't know what any of this stuff means. Okay. Man. Just random thoughts.
You really were Gallagher back in the day.
What does that mean?
You look like Gallagher now.
No, but how's whatever, it doesn't matter.
I don't know. Just bad comedy was my...
Bad comedy. Okay.
Tie-in.
Okay. We have 2 segments left here on the 200th.
Let's do it.
And then we'll call it a day.
Dear Todd, impossible question. What's it called?
Impossible decisions.
Decisions.
And Dear Todd.
I was going to say situations, but...
Which one would you like to do first, Todd? I'm giving you the option.
Since the people like Dear Todd, maybe we should start off with impossible decisions.
Good, because I haven't picked out a Dear Todd letter yet, but I do have impossible decisions right here at the tips of my fingers. Here we go. For those that aren't familiar, impossible
decisions.
Sorry,
before we get started, I've been listening to a Radiohead performance of Rainbows. Are you a Radiohead fan? I don't believe so. I'm just trying to remember.
Old Radiohead, yes.
What do we consider old Radiohead? Is that pre Kid A? Or?
Kid A. Yeah, Kid A and before.
Okay.
That's all you have to say about them.
Oh, I'm just curious. Oh, okay. So, like, do you like Pablo Honey or just from the Bends or OK Computer?
Just the Bends. OK Computer is one that's until the cunt stole my bag. It was on my little iPod Mini.
Oh, so you do like OK Computer.
I do.
What about Amnesiac? Did you not get into that one?
What are the known tracks from Amnesiac?
I don't know what they're fucking
called. Just stop. It doesn't matter. I'm not a big Radiohead fan, but I will listen
Amnesiac's
to it.
Amnesiac's good. If you like Kid A, you'll like Amnesiac.
Okay.
Amnesiac.
Gotcha.
It's got some of the computer voice parts in there.
Oh, okay.
I believe.
Boy, that's obnoxious unless someone knows what you were doing there. Okay.
Smarter, faster, stronger. I think that's from OK Computer, but
smarter, faster. Let's get to impossible decisions. Then we'll get to Dear Todd. And
I'm
we'll
ready close to not decide or to decide
the bicentennial. Okay, here we go. We'll just do a couple of these. Okay.
Sure. Married couple.
No.
Okay.
This is if you're not familiar with possible decisions, it's self-explanatory. Here we go. Would you rather?
If you're not familiar, fuck you. I'm not telling you what it is.
It's like the billionaire thing. You either get it or you don't. Don't be a fucking dumbass.
How many zeros are in a billion? True or false?
Would you rather have to eat 10 raw eggs or drink a carton of sour milk?
Raw eggs. No question.
Have you ever, Todd M. Hoffman, eaten a raw egg?
No, but I have tasted sour milk. It's fucking disgusting.
It's rough. It's very rough.
I'm pretty sure I could swallow a raw egg.
I've seen people do that, you know, Rocky's type shit. Yeah, exactly. So I
apparently
feel like that one's
shit,
kind of an over.
By the way, is what I heard.
What's that?
I said apparently his new show is terrible.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying the opposite, so I'm glad I had you clarify that.
Not the shit, just shit.
Just shit. It's very different. Okay. I think
that
we're
one's
both
easy
in
for me. I don't. Why?
That's not an impossible decision.
Or whatever, spoiled milk.
A carton of sour milk. Yeah.
It's just instant vomiting. Like, people do consume raw eggs. Maybe not. I mean, a dozen is a lot. You're likely to vomit that as well, just from the quantity of liquid, I guess you call that.
But sure.
The sour milk is a guaranteed puke fest.
Indeed. Okay.
That one
Let's
wasn't
move on.
Impossible.
That one was not impossible at all. And again, if you haven't quite figured it out, these aren't always impossible decisions. These are just decisions you have to make that we're posing for you here. Would you rather?
Typically,
would
two,
you rather?
Two bad outcomes that you have to choose
yeah,
between.
Yeah, they're almost always. Yeah, exactly.
It's not
shit
like, would
or
you
shittier.
Rather be a billionaire
or a trillionaire?
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you rather be able to control the rain or control the sun? S-U-N.
I mean, that's kind of a stupid question. It's sort of the same thing, right?
No. I thought that for a second, too, but I disagree. Let's say you can control, like, do you have 20 hours of sunlight and 4 hours of night? It's not necessarily just weather related.
So you're thinking more of his length of day versus weather.
Right. So would you rather be able to say, I want to have a nice rainy day, I can snuggle up, watch Netflix all day long, put the kid outside, whatever. Or control the sun, like, I want to get some more shit done. I want to have more daylight so I can get more things done. Or I want to sleep for 14 hours, so I want the sun to stay away for 14 hours.
I think I'd rather control the rain. The length of the day is not really an issue for me.
That's interesting. We have an impossible decisions split.
Disagreement?
I would rather control the sun. I feel like the rain and here in this climate, the snow, is going to come and go. It is what it is.
Yeah,
there are plenty
I mean,
of
neither
days.
One of these is like a huge appeal
no,
to me. Just adding more
no.
daylight or taking some away.
But again, it's control. So like this time of year, as we discussed many, many times on this podcast, I run in the after work hours. This time of year, by the time my work day is done, it's pitch black outside. I would let it have its natural sunset, and then at 6:30, I'm ready to go run. Let's pop the sun up so I can see what the fuck I'm doing. And I'm not out
I guess
running at night.
I don't really do anything outside. I don't give a shit about adding more.
Yeah,
tape.
You don't care about either one of these, so that checks out. But therefore, I'd rather control the sun. And on weekends, if the sun didn't come up till 9:30, 10 o'clock, that'd be fucking amazing.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that. But, I mean, I feel like you can make that happen with, like, a – I mean, not with a young child, but with a sleeping mask, you can sort of control your
– Of course.
Destiny.
And with – What do they call them? Blackout blinds?
Yeah, blackout shades.
Blackout shades, yeah, which we have in our daughter's
room. We have curtains, but we never draw them, so it's kind of pointless. And it's your fucking as fault. Mentioned, we do have a lot of windows in our house, so I'm generally...
And even though Todd doesn't know where the fuck the sun rises in relation to his bedroom windows...
It's not coming directly in. It comes in regardless. The room does become the sun illuminated goes at sunrise, even if it's not a direct path from the sun to my eyeballs.
Indeed. Indeed.
Because it's on the other side of the house.
Ooh, okay. For the final, the third and final impossible decision, this one's pretty interesting.
All right, let's hear it.
I actually like this.
B.
Would you rather be able to make an imaginary thing real by drawing it, or make a real thing disappear by erasing it?
So we're erasing a drawing of a real thing? Presumably,
how fucking stupid are you? Listen again. Would you rather be able to make an imaginary thing real? I want to bring this unicorn to life just by drawing it on a sheet of paper.
But how am I erasing something?
Make a real thing.
My finger with an eraser.
It doesn't matter how you're physically erasing. What does
matter to me?
Disappear
is
by
this like a magic wand that I'm erasing things
with?
Yes,
you
have
a magic eraser
wand. Do I have to do
a
likeness and then erase it to make it disappear?
You draw a unicorn, it comes to life. You have the local murderer in your town, and you take your eraser wand and you make that murderer go away.
So I just sort of wag my finger and he's erased?
Sure.
I can get rid of...
Jesus Christ.
I can get rid of the cause by erasing him.
Look out! Here for rape time.
Let's talk this through, though. When I erase presumably someone or something, has it always been gone, or is it just gone from that point forward? Like, if I erased Bill Cosby, has he done terrible things in the past, or is he...
Fair question. Let's say it's gone from that point forward.
That point on.
Like, you can't erase Hitler and suddenly the Holocaust didn't happen.
Sure.
We're talking about from that point forward, yes.
Could I erase Russell Westbrook from the Lakers and instantly improve?
I don't think you like me that much. I don't think you would do that.
I definitely
would. I appreciate the thought.
I'd draw another Westbrook to add to your team.
You can't do both, though. You're saying you choose to draw.
So the first one is
Hang on. Let's pause right there. What a fucking waste. If you have one chance to draw, you're like, I'm going to draw another Russell Westbrook.
This doesn't say once. This is like a continual skill, I think.
Okay, another qualification. Let's say this is a one-time deal. Or maybe you get three. Man. You get three. Okay.
You get
three drawings or
notepad.
Three erasures. Yes, sure.
I don't know. I don't have a strong feeling on this one. I guess I don't feel like there are things that I are like, shit, I wish I could make this real by drawing it. Because I don't think that way. I'd probably want to erase shit because I'm more likely to be annoyed by something than to feel like something doesn't exist that I need.
I believe that. I very much believe that.
How
about
so
you're
you?
Going with erasure.
I think I'd go with the eraser just because... I mean, the idea of being able to draw something is pretty amazing, but I don't know. Like, if it were a unicorn, say, not that I'm a huge fan of unicorns, or like someone to do my chores for me, then that thing or person or whatever is still around. Even if it were a non-living thing, I gotta, like, if I'm gonna draw myself a Ferrari or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, something, not that I want a Ferrari, but... Draw myself a new car, a new stove. I could draw it for myself and nobody would have to pay for it. But that actually would be useful. Maybe I'm talking myself into the drawing now.
It's almost like it's an impossible decision, Todd. That's as far as I go.
I mean, I have been like, I was talking to our friend Ricky because he has a small wood shop.
Oh, boy.
And I rented a tool to
I bet you did.
Basically mill a piece of wood for our stairs, a piece of trim. Because we had leftover mahogany from our deck that we tore out and had to replace, and I had them save some of the boards, and I was able to reuse one of those. But I had to rent a planer and a table saw because I do not own those tools. But if I could draw a wood shop full of equipment, I wouldn't have to buy that shit. I could just have it.
Man, That was a long journey to get to that end.
I could also draw like all the records I've ever wanted in one fell swoop. Just a
in one fell swoop.
60,000 piece collection.
Or rare jets. And stay with me for just a quick moment. You could draw a wheelbarrow with $1 billion in it, and then you could buy all That's of true. These things I guess this and is give sort of away like the whatever three you
three wishes. Spend. You can sort of draw
it
whatever.
It really
you want.
Is. You dumbass, or draw a million new wishes.
Well, I wasn't thinking of it that way because I was.
I know.
Started off with unicorns and shit that I don't need.
Kind of. I know. I'm kind of taking advantage of the opportunity here.
But yeah, I guess being able to draw it is sort of like having three wishes. So I guess you have to choose that one because you could draw. If it were Bill Cosby, you wanted to get rid of, you could draw someone shooting Bill Cosby.
Yeah, you could draw the Purge and just kill all the people you don't want living anymore.
Yeah, we're gonna go with the draw. It's got to be the draw, just so I can murderize really or invent whatever I want. I could draw three more wishes.
See, we boil down the impossible decision to a very obvious decision, which is yes.
What a weird decision they created there.
It's a strange one. That's what. Impossible decisions is all about. And now you have it. There you go. All right. We need to play this more. This is fun. Oh,
I just drank some flat Coke because I needed something to drink that my wife had left in my office.
Flat oh, that wasn't Coke. The active can you had earlier? Oh, God.
No, I finished that one, but oh, no, I didn't.
Major mistake. Jeez. Oh, Todd's just pounding Diet Coke at midnight local time.
Now I finished
Not giving a fuck well, about staying up.
The caffeine no longer affects me. So I know. Just I need something to...
Actually, just as a segue into the final segment tonight, and it's not at all, but I actually read an article at work yesterday that was talking about, you've heard for many years you're supposed to stop drinking water like a certain number of hours before you go to bed. But then more recently, it's like, well, you should drink water all the time.
I've never heard you stop drinking water. I've heard some people can't drink caffeine after three or something.
After two or three, I've heard that to stop drinking coffee. But no, stop drinking water because you'll be up all night urinating and peeing. But then other studies have said, well, but you need to stay well hydrated. And the consensus, apparently, as of a recent article, recent scientific study, is
seven.
That, no, you stop 3 to 4 hours before you go to bed, drinking glasses of water, but like sip on water to stay hydrated.
Sip on.
So that your sip on. So that your digestion remains, you know, the way it should be and all that sort of stuff. So wait. In case you're wondering, that's the answer. Yes.
So you can just like chug water up until 7 or 8 p.m. and then you have to sip it.
Chug
afterwards.
Water all day long and then just take sips.
You could also just
maintain hydration.
Chug a quarter cup of water or something. Like the speed at which you ingest it, I don't think matters. It's more the quantity.
You could drink Diet Coke until midnight and be fine. Either way, it's up to you.
If I have to take a leak in the middle of the night, it's not the end of the world.
Clearly. I'm fine with it too, but I'm just saying that's what the study found. Okay.
Although I have no problem falling back to sleep, so... I could see
I don't either.
If you were a light sleeper or trouble falling asleep, that might be.
I mean, I'm a light sleeper. Last night I had trouble falling asleep, but typically I'm so exhausted that I just fall asleep. But who knows? Okay. The Bicentennial closes with everyone's favorite segment.
Dear Todd.
Only called Dear Todd because somebody had to have the idea to read these things out, and that was me, so I can't read them to myself. We have done the inverse, and we've done Dear Scott, so it works either way.
It's usually
but it's all entertaining. I ultimately answer the questions as well, so it's a game. Okay, here we go. Welcome to the new segment. The newest installment, rather. Not the new
The
segment,
latest installment of Dear Todd.
Of Dear Todd.
The first letter writes...
Dear Todd. Dear Todd. My strongest, quote, love language is physical touch. For 23 years, my husband... Could you fucking shut up while I'm reading the Dear Todd? For 23 years, my husband gave hugs galore to any and every woman, but never to me.
What?
The word, quote, never is not an exaggeration. He has recently begun to change and try to be better. Now he does hug me as much as I want, but when he hugs other women, it still feels like a knife through my heart. He says the hugs mean nothing to him. Are those the ones with her or with the other ladies?
Yeah,
but I question, unknown. But I question why, if they were listen, so these hugs
mean nothing to me, but I'll give you some if you really want.
Yeah, whatever, bitch. Want me to hug you? Fine, I'll touch you. Love language, whore. If they were so insignificant, he couldn't give me even one for more than 2 decades. How do I get over feeling hurt when he hugs other women?
Wait, is there something wrong? This guy didn't hug her for 2 decades? Jesus Christ.
That's what she's claiming. 23 years, she says. Is there something wrong with my perspective on this? I'm not sure if I'm being too sensitive. Signed, finally worth hugging. Love that sign. Sign off.
This is such a weird letter.
But I love it because there's always the, what would Todd say? And then what does Todd think, dear so Abby?
What I would say is,
yes,
I don't think you're out of line to be upset about this. If he were, if your husband were refusing to hug anyone,
yes,
that's a personality quirk. You've said sure. It's your love language. I could see where that could be a point of contention. But the fact that he's hugging other women freely, or men, it says women, presumably yes. He's fine to give a side hug or a bro pat, bring it in for a fella, and
sure.
Actively refuses hugs to you, that just sounds like he's being kind of an asshole. Like, it's clearly yeah. Not a big deal to him, and he's already said it doesn't mean that much, so... just fucking give her a hug. I don't understand what the... It's not like she's asking.
Seems like not a bridge too far. Yes.
So I would say it's not a big deal. Or you have every right to be upset with your husband for not...
You're not being too sensitive. Yeah.
It's unclear to me, however, that she's made this wish known. If he's, again, hugging other people and it's not a big deal, like, has she not spoken I think she up has. About this?
No, I think she said that. He has recently begun to change and try to be better.
Yeah, sounds like he's just being an asshole to her.
Yeah.
So I would say yes. I think Abby's going to say you're overreacting. These don't mean anything to him. He's already stated this.
Because women are the lesser sex, according to Abby.
Always seems to like shit on ladies.
She really does. She's a terrible, terrible woman.
That would be my guess on what she has to say to her.
Okay. Again, this was signed, finally worth hugging. Dear finally... too sensitive? ? There is nothing wrong with your quote perspective. For 23 years, your passive-aggressive husband chose to withhold a gesture of affection you requested while showering other women with it. It's quote nice that he's finally willing to make the effort to hug you, but frankly, it seems a bit late. It may take a therapist, perhaps me, to help work through your justified hurt and anger over this. My advice is to start with the therapy now. Look at Abs.
I mean, I agree with Abby. Good job.
Coming through in clinch.
The later ones or the drunker ones or something.
I don't know. I wasn't fucking paying attention.
It's very weird that this guy would like, yeah, he is being like just kind of a dick. Also,
it seems like he's just not monogamous.
When you say physical touch is my love language, hugs were not the first thing that came to mind.
Well, that's because you have a sick brain, my friend.
Well, I'm just saying, like, you can get a hug from anybody, like, if that's what you need in your life.
Yeah. Are you getting a smooch there, finally, or are you not? That's what I want to know. Okay. And we're only doing two this week because I stumbled upon this one, and it feels like a showstopper.
Oh, shit.
So here we go. You have no idea how close you are with what you just said. Here we go.
Shit.
Dear, yes.
That was scatological, dear Abby.
It might be, but it feels like it's right up your alley. I honestly don't know if he does it just to bug me or if he has a problem, but my husband loves, comma, and I mean loves, comma, to tell me about his daily poo successes. I tell him I am not at all interested, but that doesn't seem to stop him. I asked his mother about this. And she just laughed and said, this is what he has done since he was a little boy.
It's like a very Davis Brothers letter.
Was exactly what was on my mind. But anyway, he has done this since he was a little boy, and he would do it to get under her skin. She said the best thing to do is to just ignore it, and he'll stop. But I do, and he doesn't. What do I have to do to convince my husband I'm really not interested in his daily bowel functions? Signed, don't need or want to know. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, Todd.
I don't... It's so stupid.
This one seems so yet so relatable to you, I feel like. So what do you have to say?
I don't do this. I do acknowledge.
I do this.
I do acknowledge the urge to want to share this information. Like, I understand. I understand.
That's how Instagram started, right? Is people wanted to share shit pics. Is that not true?
Say that again.
Is that not how Instagram started? People just wanted to show shit pics on the internet.
I can't say that I've seen many shit pics, but.
On Instagram? Okay, fair enough. Go ahead.
I mean, the filters really make it, though.
Indeed.
But, yeah, I mean, generally my advice would be you just need to be more emphatic, like, fucking knock it off or we're through.
Right.
He clearly doesn't think you give a shit or really that it really bothers you. It's not getting through. You need to up the stakes somehow. Or, I mean, if you really want to be, like, if you want to meet his activity, you could mention your
menstrual cycles.
Your menstrual cycle, like give him gory details. See.
By the way, I disagree that he doesn't give a shit. But go ahead. Yes.
See if that calms down his descriptive. He may be into that, so just be careful if you go down that path. Like you may open a very weird world into your.
And you may flush your relationship down the toilet.
But, I mean, I think Abby would say, like, your husband's not respecting your... who knows? Before, she'd be like, boys will be boys. Let them tell you about shits. Who cares?
That's what men do. Uh-huh.
But I think she may say, you have every right to request him not share these details. These are not things that need to be shared. He can... Again, set up a Tumblr account. I'm sure there's lots of freaks that want to know about his shit.
You can set up an OnlyFans page. You probably make some side money here.
Yeah, maybe you can make some money selling
shit pics. Add pictures of his feet.
I feel like people would want to see the actual process, though, not just the results.
Wow, that got
the people that are into shit, they don't want to just see it in a toilet. They want to see it happening, don't they?
What fun is
that? I guess. I don't...
You're asking me as if I have any fucking...
This is not my area of expertise, and I am not interested in this at all.
Let's read the response. Dear Don't Need or Want to Know, there most certainly are people who are more than casually invested in their bowel habits for a number of reasons, some of which are healthier than others. In your husband's case, it's possible, as his mother suggests...
Definitely not possible.
That he's just trying to get a rise out of you with his oversharing. If ignoring his updates isn't doing the trick, then maybe it's time to have a more serious conversation with him about whether or not he needs to seek medical advice regarding either the nature of his bowel habits or his apparent fascination with them. If he's just trying to get a reaction out of you, the suggestion he has a real issue might shut him down. If he truly does have an abnormal obsession going on, then perhaps seeking professional help would be worth pursuing.
I don't think he has an abnormal obsession. He's just an
immature. I don't think he does either. Jackass. He's just a fucking douchebag. Yeah, that seems pretty clear
this
to
guy's
me.
He's clearly a dipshit.
Yes, indeed.
Term chosen purposefully.
I picked up
on that. He can get a rise or a dump out of you if he shares this information.
Yeah, indeed. So that's Dear Todd for this week. Just
ending
a twofer.
On a big pile of turds.
On a big pile of shit. But it's after midnight, so we're going to let Todd end his portion of the podcast. And I'll keep going for the next hour. Just kidding. I'm done too.
Dear God.
We thank you for joining us for a very special episode, a two-parter. Which again,
a one-parter
necessarily...
for you, listener, dear listener.
You wouldn't know unless you were me editing this podcast. But no, this is a couple days before Thanksgiving here, so we do, as a sibling pair, want to wish you and yours a happy and healthy Thanksgiving. Hope you enjoy both the meal aspect of it and the reason for the season. Be thankful for what you have, even if it's not $1 billion. Or the ability to draw a wheelbarrow with $1 billion in it and turn it into
magic notepads.
whatever wishes you want them to be. You want the dollars to create for you. But seriously, we thank you for listening to this show and the other 199 shows and all the other shows here on the BroPod Network. Check us out at bropodnetwork.com. Shoot us an email at thebropodnetwork@gmail.com. Slide ever so eloquently into our DMs on both Twitter and Instagram, the_bro_pod. And yeah, on the website or anywhere that you get podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, any of those places, you can find the entire history of the BroPod with Scott and Todd. Listen to it for free. We hope you've enjoyed listening to this either on your travels for the Thanksgiving holiday or as you're sitting around the table enjoying turkey and the sides and you're playing the BroPod. Send us a picture of that because I would love to see that. That'd be fucking amazing. And as you see that I just said there, fucking amazing. Definitely a family pod. But yeah, we thank you for listening to all 200 of the BroPod episodes. And as we close out the show every week, we'll do it again here as well. We thank you all for listening. And until next week, everybody.